Hey, when we're daf chafei on top, yeah, first line there. So amalei ravada barava l'rova. So ravada barava says rova. V'yei kli cheres mitama migaboy. If so, let's say a kli cheres, an earthly kli, what is, like we said before, it's only mitama avir inside. It, let's say it should also be mitama from the outside. If a sheres touches the outside of a kli cheres, it should also be mekabel tuma. Now I'll tell you mekabel chayma, have a kabel chayma. Omar kol kelim, madach all the other kelim, metal or wood. Shein metamoyim yaviron. If a sheretz atomic just touches the inside of the kli, doesn't touch the kli itself, just the avir, it's not mekabel tuma. Still metamoyim migabon. If the sheretz touches the outside of a kli, matchis a metal kli or wooden kli, it's mekabel tuma. If so, kli cheretz, an earthly kli. That's the pasuk before of Teichoi, that when the Tomei just comes inside the Av of the ear of the Kli, it becomes Tomei the Kli. If so, Ein Adin, isn't it a sort to say, Shiatama Migaboy, that who Adin, if the Sheretz touches the outside of the Kli should also become Tomei. So why don't they say that Kabo Chayma, the outside should also be Mekabo Tomo? The Sigmar says, no, Omar Kro, the pasuk says like this. Omar Kro, the pasuk says, the whole Kli Pasuach, any open kli, asher ain summit posel alov, that does not have a tight cover on top of it. And they was talking about oyel hames, that if you have a kli inside the room, that a mace is there, so the tumah comes inside the kli. Unless the kli is covered, has a tight seal, it's covered on top of it. If it has a tight cover, then what's inside the kli is not metama. And there's a special chiddush by kli cheres. If an earthly kli that has a cover on top of it, then the tumah does not go inside it. Now, a zel kli, what type of a kli we're talking about over here? She tumosoi kredemus apishoi, like the tumah comes in first before the opening of it. So Rashi explains, kli pasur says midikoper apsicho shamina b'kli cheres koi. Some of the kli, the zel kli, what type of kli she tumosoi kredemus apesach means b'ezer kelim regilo teiro. Like what type of a tumah we have before that the Torah says the tumah goes inside it, like just coming inside the av of the kli becomes tamei. That's the chiddush of a kli cheres, that when the tumah comes inside the av alone, the kli becomes tamei. Now the pasuk is mashma of the chi ein summit poslo lov, who the mitamei? When does this kli cheres nurse kli become tamei in the ear of hameis? Only if there's no covering on top of it. If it's not tight, sealed tight. But if it's sealed tight, if there's a closed covering on top of the kli, then mashmitz tor, that it is tor. Even though what? Even though the tumah hameis, like it's touching the outside of the kli. But since the tumah hameis cannot get inside the kli because it's sealed tight, therefore the kli is tor. To see clearly by kli cheres, that if Tommy touches the outside of the kli, it's tor. That's as gzeres hakosev. We know that the Kabbalah claims that it should become Tommy, but that's as gzeres hakosev. No, that as long as the kli is sealed tight, then the tumas hameis does not go inside it. Either touches the outside of the kli, that there it is, the kli chaz not mekabel tumah from the outside. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, the yehei kol hakelim metamoim me'avir mekabel chaymah. So all other kelim, a metal kli or wooden kli, that if you put the sheretz inside the kli, even though it doesn't touch the sides, it should also become tamei from the kal v'chayma. Or ma kli cheres, maduch this earthly kli, shein metama migaboy. That tumah touches the outside of the kli, we just said it's not mekabel tumah, it's only mekabel tumah inside. If you touch the outside of the kli, it doesn't become tamei. Still metamoy me'aviroi. That if tumah goes inside the kli becomes tamei. That's the pasuk teichoi. Anything goes inside it's metamrit. If so, kol hakelim all other kelim, metal or wood, she metamoyim migabon. That if tumah touches the outside of the kli becomes tamei. Ein adin, isn't it a svara to say she metamoyim miavirim? That should also be mekabel tumah from the avir. That if the tumah goes just inside the ear of the kli without touching the sides, it should also be tamei. The Mara says no. Omar Kron, this the pasuk says, Toichoi, so we dash in Toichoi shall there, for loy Toichoi shall achar. The pasuk says Toichoi by Kli Cheres, that if something just goes inside the Kli is Metama. So we dash and this chiddush is only by a kli cheres. Toicha shel zeh, only inside a kli cheres we have this chiddush, but not toicha shel acher. In another kli, like a metal kli or a wooden kli, you don't have this chiddush. So there's the question: what kind of dig is this? Vahani toichoi ho dashinim. We already dashed the word toichoi to teach us that in the kli cheres, what goes inside, Rashi says chad legufay, the chad gzeira shava. The Nehemah Toichel Atame, we had before Gzeira Shavit, says Toichel twice. That one is to teach us when the Sheretz goes inside the Avir, the Kli becomes Tameh. The second Kiddush was that when the Kli is Tameh, anything inside the Avir also becomes Tameh. So we don't have an extra one to teach us that other Kelim do not have the Tumas Toichel. So again, we have a Kabbal Chayma, why shouldn't the wooden Kli or metal Kli be Metameh Mitoichel? So Mara says no, the Marin says, it says really four drushes here. It says the word toichoi, toich, and toichoi, toich. Meaning it says the word in the Torah toichoi twice. Really, both times it just should have said the word toich. And it says the word toichoi an extra vav. So it says twice, and each one is like double. So as if it says it four times the word toich. So there's four words with dashing like this. Chad legufay. One is legufay for kli cheres to teach us that when the sheres, the tummy, just comes inside the avir, the kli becomes tummy. The chad gzereshava. One is the gzereshava, that not only does the tummy, when it comes inside, be metama the kli, but who I did once the kli is tummy, anything inside the avir also becomes tummy. Like if the kli is full of mustard seeds, all the seeds in the middle that's not touching the sides also become tummy. So that's the second word, toichoi. Now, chad, one extra one is toichoi shalzeh. One is for our drusha, that only by an earthly kli have this chiddush, that what goes inside it makes it tameh. But by wooden kli or metal kli, you don't have this chiddush. There the tumah has to touch the kli, not just come inside the avir. And what's the fourth one? The chad has to teach us the drusha of toichoi v'loi toich toichoi. That only when the sheretz or the oichel is inside the avir of the kli cheres, and not if it's inside, a toich toichoi means another container like inside the kli cheres. It's like a double one. That no. And v'afilu kli shata, that's the chiddush, even if the inside kli is like a metal kli, still, it's not metama. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. Rashi says, imhoye kli munach b'toich kli cheres. Let's say you have one big earthly kli. Now inside it, you put another kli. And the chiddush is, even if it's a metal kli, now pi ha'pnimi lamala, that this inside kli, its mouth, like its sides, come up above the outside kli. Now it comes above the pi ha'chitzayim. Yeah. Now let's say you have oichlin a mashkin inside the pnimi, inside this metal kli, there's some food inside it. The tumah bi'avra ha'chitzayim. Now you have the sheretz hanging in the outside kli. So lachor is the food that's inside the middle kli does not become tameh. Because the food in the middle kli is not considered inside the kli cheres, but rather it's inside this middle kli. That's the drasha. It's only mekabel tumah if it's inside the kli cheres and not toich toichoi. Since this is toich toichoi, it doesn't have any tumah from the kli cheres. And the chiddush is that filo kli shatef, that even if the middle kli. And when the Gemara says the Chiddush is the afilu kli shetef, means even though the middle kli is a metal kli, so Chiddush, even though metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but here by says we're talking about a case where the tumah is not touching it. The tumah, the sheretz, is only in the avir of the outside kli. So even though the metal kli is inside that, and the metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but since the sheretz is not touching the kli itself, therefore that's the chiddush, that the food that's inside the middle kli is not mekabel tumah, because it's not called inside the outside, the outer kli cheres, it's called inside the middle kli, that's called toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, v'loi yehei kol ha'kelim matamoyi megaben, if so, all other kelim, a metal kli or a wooden kli, should not be mekabel tumah from the outside. Ela mitoichem, maybe only from the inside. Or uvenegia. And also if it touches. Rashi says Ela mitoichem, and the gear means ad sheyipol toichoi, so the sheres falls inside the kli, even in that the one, the yigaben. It has to be only inside of it, maybe not the outside. Why, the Gemara says, this earthly kli, it's makabel tuma just from the avir. If the sheretz comes inside it without touching the walls, it's tummy. Still ain't a mitamim migaboy. If the sheretz touches the outside of an earthly kli, it's not makabel tuma. If so, kol hakelim metal, shein mitamoyim miavirin. If the sheretz is just hanging in the air of the kli is not tummy. Is ain't a din? Isn't it sort to say shein mitamim migabon that if the sheretz just touches the outside of the kli, it should not be makabel tuma. Elamai, when will it be makabel tuma? Only when the sheretz goes inside the kli and touches the kli. So why do I say by your kelim it's makabel tuma the outside? Samara says no. Omakor, the pasuk says the whole kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav tamehu. That any kli that's sealed tight, so it's not makabel tuma from tumas anes. Sadiq is Haihu, only Kli Cheres, Tichi Ein Summit, Postal Love Tummy. If it's not covered, it's Makabel Tumma. Ho Yesh, it's Summit, Postal Love Tor. But only Kli Cheres, if it has it sealed tight, and it's inside an oil of a Tumma Sameis, it's not Makabel Tumma. But Mashma clearly Ho Kola Kalim, Mashma any other Kli, that's not an earthly Kli, like I said before, this Postal Kli Pasuv, I was talking about a Kli, that's only Makabel Tumma from the inside, which is a kli cheres from the avir of it. So only a kli cheres has this halacha that the tum is only inside, not outside. Mashma though, hakol kelim, all other type of kelim, metal or wood, dein shiyes tzomit posel lehim, whether they have a sealed tight, is sealed on top, dein shein tzomit posel lehim, whether it's not sealed on top, still metamoyim. So mashma, even though the metal kli is sealed tight, so nothing can get inside it, still it becomes tamei. Why does it become tummy? It must be because here the tumma touches the outside of it. It's also makabel tumma. So it must be by other kelim, even from outside also, it's makabel tumma. Also, what midi atchep sicha b'klicheres ksevhu lemeimro taihu de talib achmona b'tzor pos. Only this one, but everything else no. Therefore, if it is possible, then clearly a kli matches a metal kli is makabel tumma from the outside. Now the Mishnah says, Toyer b'kliyates. What's toyer by a wooden kli is tumah b'kli matchis. By a metal kli, that's still makabel tumah. We'll see more exactly what it means. And the opposite way, Toyer b'kli matchis, what's considered tohor by a metal kli, is tumah b'kliyates. By a wooden kli, it's makabel tumah. There's a difference between a wooden kli and a metal kli. Even though both of them are makabel tumah from the outside, and not just from the inside, not by the avir alone, but still, there's different halachas between a metal one and a wooden one. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Gulmi kliyates. If you have a kliyates that was formed a little bit, but it wasn't formed completely yet. Rashi says, gulmi means, shlenigmur kol malachton, it's not completely finished, this wooden kliyet. Avonigmur mechakikoson, but it's not just on a piece of wood, you already hollowed out the wood a little bit for ruin handle tashmishan. You hollowed it out already, so it's ready to be fit for a spoon already. So she didn't finish making it completely. That's called gulmi, means the wood was already hollowed out, but it wasn't finished yet. So gulmi kliyates mitamoyin, it is makabel tuma. But pshutehim, if you have a flat piece of wood, Rashi says afilu nigmur malachton, even though the wood was finished already. But as long as it's flat, it's not makabel, any liquid in it, is toirim, it's not makabel tumah. So Rashi says, why the iskis eitz lasak, wood is doimah to a sack. The chassidus says, mikol kliyates oy beged oy yor, oy sack. So we dash in masa, just like a sack, is metaltim, it has to be carried around when it's full and when it's empty. Av kol metaltim molev rekum, it has to be able to retain something inside it. Now it's a flat piece of wood, it can't retain anything inside it, so it's not makabel tuma. That's the lacha by wood. Wood has to have a base kibble. It receives something, and none of it's just flat. If shtei mitarim, mashenki now, what about a metal? By metals like this, gul mei kli matkes. If you started to make the metal kli, but it wasn't finished yet, kozman, it's not finished hoirim. A metal kli is tor, it's not makabel tuma. But Shutayim, if you have the kli finished already, even though it's a flat piece of metal, a tumeim, it's still mekabel tumah. A metal kli is totally whether it's finished or not, even though it doesn't have a base kivel. So nimsa comes out, torah b'kliyates, what's toyer by a kliyates, if it's straight, it's flat, tumeh b'kli matchis. Even though the matchis is flat, as long as it's finished already, it's mekabel tumah. And toyer b'kli matchis, what's toyer by matchis, that the kli is not finished yet, is tumeh b'kliyates. By kliyates, even though it's not finished yet, but as long as you hollowed it out, that it could receive some liquid, it could be metal to moly, but rekas makabel tumah. So that's the chilik between wood and metal. Now the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, v'yelu hein gul mekliyates. What's called the kliyates that you hollowed out already, but just it's not finished, that the kli is not finished yet? It means like this, kol she'osid losuf. Anything that you still have to smooth it down. Rashi says, l'tzavsei b'dor machlikoi, tzachzachoi. Like anything you still have to smooth down, even though the wood already, the hollowness was done already, but it's not smoothed out yet, it's not cold, it's finished yet. Yeah. It has to be smoothed, or else, what's next question here? Or else, l'shabitz. L'shabitz means, Rashi says, l'shabitz mashbetzoitz meramtzai sasuyas kemazgolim ketanim. Like he didn't finish putting in the pegs inside it yet. Rashi says that's lenoi. Like he didn't finish making the extra pegs in it. Or else lagara, you still have to smooth it down. Lagara, that's to plan it. Or else lakarkov, also to put trims around it. Latiach betunis, or else to put also type of polish on it. Tunis, Rashi says, dark, like to smear it with the oil of a fish. Yeah. Also to smooth it down. Or else, mechusa cane, or else if it's missing a base to it, or eugen, or it's missing a rim, or eugen, or it's missing a handle. So, Tomei, even though these wooden kalim, even though they're not finished completely, but since it could be used the way it is, it's called a kli. What's going to be mechusa chatita? Let's say though you didn't hollow it out yet, then tor, then the kliyates is tor. Rashi says the lav kli is not called a kli. Samari asked the question: mechusa katita chatita pshita. If it's missing, you didn't hollow it out yet. Pshita, it's not called a kli at all. Pshita is not a kavu tumah. Samari says latzvika. It's like this: the chok kapizo the kav that you wanted to hollow it out to make it into a bigger kli, and you only hollowed out so far. Halfway out, that's the case. Like you wanted to make it a kav, and so far you only make it into a kepiza. That's like here, Rashi says, kli shebedaita, you want to make locha kachiyase kaba, and you only did three lugin. So even though it's roy from a locha, Rashi says, hoyo l'shem kav, since you started to make it into a kav, and you didn't finish that yet, that's still not called the gemar locha, that's the chiddush. And therefore, that's not a kabel tumah. That's the locha by wood. Now, the Elohim, these are the things, the gulmi kli matchis. What's called the gulmi kli matchis? That you have a metal kli that you didn't finish making it yet. And therefore, it's not makabel tumah. That means kol she'osid losho. If anything you have to smooth down, the same.